Rahman and Rahim. Today we two short ahadith that will finish up the section on combining between hope and fear. As we explained, these are two very important ingredients for a person to remain on course, that he doesn't have extreme hope only and without any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if he does that, then what will happen is he'll definitely end up going into guna, like what the Christians do, that somebody has passed away for our sins. So that gives them a license to sin. They got that extreme hope that their sins are all forgiven. So we have that fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that prevents us from going into guna. But we have hope in the mercy, clemency, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't fall into another extreme called depression. So on one side is fear and one side is hope. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this chapter of reconciling between hope and fear. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وضعت الجناز واحتملها الناس أو الرجال على أعناقهم فإن كانت صالحة قالت قدموني قدموني وإن كانت غير صالحة قالت يا ويلها أين تذهبون بها يسمع صوتها كل شيء إلا الإنسان ولو سمعه صعق رواه البخاري. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the corpse is laid out and people or men carry it on their shoulders, in other words, when that body is now put on that bier, on that, what they call it, although charpai, that bier that you carry or bier that you carry on the shoulders, now when that corpse is put on that and now people are carrying it on the shoulders, if this body, if this mayit, was a righteous person, was a pious person, and he's actually talking to the people that are carrying him. And what he's telling the people, قَدِّمُونِي, قَدِّمُونِي, take me quickly, I'm waiting to go. Like a person that is waiting to go for that Umrah trip, and so long he's been planning, and he's been saving up, or for the person that's going for Hajj, for so many years he's been saving up, and now he's excited, he's saying, I'm just waiting for that day to come, when I can go to Baytullah, and I can go to Madinah Sharif. So many years I've been waiting. So like that, this mayat is telling the people that are carrying it, قَدِّمُونِي, قَدِّمُونِي, take me forward, take me forward. In other words, he wants to go quickly. That's one of the reasons why we don't delay a janazah. It's because the janazah himself is anxious and desirous to go to that place, like an exotic destination, exotic place. So long it's waiting for it, can feel and experience that place already. Now he just wants to go there. So this is the message that a janazah is giving. Obviously this is a janazah of a person that is a pious person, person that is a good person. This is the message that he's giving the people, that take me there quickly, unnecessarily, therefore we shouldn't delay. This janazah is giving us one message and we are doing something else. That's not the correct thing to do. Anyway, the next part of the hadith, so this gives us hope. This is the part of the hadith which speaks about hope. The next part about the hadith speaks or teaches us about being careful and also having fear, having the balance of fear. The next thing, part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if the person was not a righteous person, he was not a pious person, then what does the janazah now say? He says, destruction to me. Where are you taking me? Everything except man hears its voice. If he were to hear it, he would fall unconscious. This person now is screaming out, the janazah, if he was a bad person, evil person, the janazah now is screaming out to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that obviously you can't hear it. Everything else is hearing how this person is screaming, except insan. And if Allah ta'ala had given insan that potential to hear, or that ability to hear how this person is screaming, this bad person is screaming out in the janazah, insan also would have fell unconscious with the scream of that person. So here it shows us one side that we have to be very cautious that we don't become bad people. We have to be, Allah Ta'ala protect us, save us, that we try to tread on the good path. So we can also say that, قَدِّمُونِي, take me quickly. I want to go. I'm desirous to go to that place, the Jannah. Imagine a person going and meeting his family, meeting his friends, meeting the Sahaba, meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meeting all the pious people, meeting all the awliya. So many beautiful things are there. And then the most beautiful aspect of Jannah is even getting to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which person won't be desirous to go? So this is what the hadith is saying. That is saying, take me quickly so that I can get to my destination. This last hadith, which is a short hadith, we'll just finish it up today, the chapter. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله والنار مثل ذلك. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannat is closer to you than your sandal step. Shiraki na'alihi, you see a person that wears a sandal, they've got a strap over it. The Jannat is closer to you than that sandal step. Even closer than that, Jannat is so close to you. In other words, Jannat is not something that is far-fetched. It's not far away. It is very, very, very close to you. We'll give one more explanation to this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jahannam also is just the same. It's not far. You feel it to be far. Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah stated that this hadith means that Jannat can be easily acquired with Iman and obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, Jahannam can easily be acquired by following the base desires and sinning. What else this hadith teaches us is that do not avoid doing any good deed, no matter how insignificant it may be, because we do not know whether Allah Ta'ala's pleasure lies therein. Similarly, we should not indulge in any sin, no matter how insignificant it may be, because this may bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other explanation ulama give is that a sandal strap is something that is taken very, very lightly, something very simple. It's not given any, not much importance, that strap of the sandal. So in other words, it's something that is so simple to achieve. Allah ta'ala didn't make it difficult and hard to achieve. Jannat is something that is simple. Anybody can achieve it. A poor person, a rich person, a person who's a high position, low position, black, white, anybody can achieve it. Everyone has the potential to wear a sandal. It's not something that is difficult to wear. So Jannat is easily available for everyone. It's just that we have to conform with Iman and A'mal. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making A'mal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.